It's been 2 weeks since floods devastated parts of eastern Kentucky. For some, this is the second flood in just over a year. As residents clean up, the frequency of disasters is shaping discussions about rebuilding and planning. Corinne Boyer of the Ohio Valley Resource reports challenges that lie ahead for communities in an expanding flood zone.
Alexis Townsend manages the Los Two Brothers Mexican Restaurant in downtown Beattyville in Lee County. Townsend stands in front of the restaurant on Main Street, surrounded by tables, chairs, and storage racks salvaged from flooding. A few days earlier, about 5 feet of water filled the building.
Yeah, we're redoing the floors right now and the drywall, and we had to redo some of the plywood, but it's going to come back.
The March 1st floods that struck eastern Kentucky are drawing comparisons to other historic ones that hit this area in 1984 and 1957. Floods also swamped part of the region in 2020 and are becoming more likely. In the nearby town of Hazard in Perry County, Mandy Scheffel owns the Red Spotted Newt bookstore.
The 2020 flood that happened in February of last year was a setback for me because I had just opened my store. We're about 7 days in. To my opening, and the store flooded. 2 feet of water through the whole store. And that was my location on Main Street.
Scheffel moved her store from Main Street to higher ground, and this year the water didn't reach her business. But her home in nearby Breathitt County was cut off when waters rose in the holler where she lives. In 8 of the last 10 years in Kentucky, floods, landslides, tornadoes, and severe winter weather events have resulted in disaster declarations by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The Commonwealth is waiting for FEMA to declare the March flood and earlier ice storms disasters. The repeated disasters take a toll on people and on the infrastructure communities need. When the latest severe weather hit, infrastructure upgrades were underway in Hazard, where Bailey Richards is downtown coordinator.
And so then you have mudslides and you have like roads breaking away, and a lot of times the water lines follow the roads. And so when you've got stuff like that going on, it takes away from those improvements that are necessary, that are absolutely known to be crucial to getting us to the place where we need to be with all of this infrastructure, and it's just putting us behind.
Upgrades alone are expensive, so when severe weather brings down power lines and landslides crash through roads, repairs often exceed city and county budgets. Jerry Stacy with Perry County Emergency Management says that's why FEMA disaster declarations matter. He says he's never surprised by disasters hitting in February.
The impact is what is always different, and you never get used to it, and it's always surprising when you see some of the worst of it.
Disaster declarations may take 30 days or more. However, some relief is on the way to cities and counties through the COVID relief package that was signed into law last week. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says it's a chance for cities damaged by flooding to make crucial upgrades.
And we'd have a chance, if we spend this right, to help those areas be more resilient to these types of flash floods or other disasters in the future.
Bookstore owner Mandy Scheffel didn't gamble on the possibility of future floods after waters swept through her business last year.
I had people say, you know, it's been 15 years since this happened. Don't worry about it. It's not going to happen again. And here we are again, almost exactly a year later.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Corinne Boyer.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.